and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 334. You do realise we're literally a matter of a few weeks away from a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually. It'll be there. Hello. Oh, Mike thought he was first. Oh, dear.
I was. And then I did a refresh and it swapped it over.
Oh, no. Congratulations, Jonathan. You were first. Mike's doing it all wrong, clearly. Oh, hello, Tony. How are you doing? Have you got news of your return? And Jonathan, how did the quiz go? We never hear the results of the quiz, so we need to hear that today. How did it go? We're expecting great news from your end.
And Jonathan, when you posted in Slack and said you wouldn't be able to make it, two people gave you a thumbs up.
I think that's just a way of saying we feel your pain. I think that's
well, then
it.
They should have used the sad face like you.
I used a little cryy face because we're going to miss Jonathan. Anyway, never mind. How did it go, Jonathan? Hello, Kim. I have had the tech day from hell and then some, haven't I?
You have.
Yeah. I should never have got out of bed. It went downhill from that moment on. In case you're unaware, and it has an impact for tonight's show, Notion was down for 5 hours. This wasn't just any outage. Oh, no, this was the M&S of outages, wasn't it, Mike?
It was.
Oh, where to start with the sad, sorry tale of the great Notion outage of the 12th of February, 2021. Well, you see, I guess, do I take the blame for this? Because of my schedule and how I organised it all.
No.
I don't think so. I think it was all their fault. Kim's had the day from hell as well. Not looking good, is it? Hello, Alex. Hello, Paul.
Johnny's got his call for his first vaccine.
Yeah.
And he's 20 years younger than us.
Yes, but he's in a different group. He's in a 4 and we're in a 9.
Oh, right.
It all goes on the groups.
Oh.
So Jonathan's allowed. Anyway, take my place. I don't want to know at the moment. Do you know which vaccine you're getting? Because the vaccine man from Pfizer came out today and said, yeah, you know this 12-week thing? No, we never said that. Should be no more than 6. We know people who've already had their first one and are still waiting for their second, including your mother.
Mm.
Mm. So, like I said, I'll just wait. Do you remember how I used to buy my way to the back of the sports queue with sweets?
Yeah.
It's pretty much like that now, isn't it? I'm just buying my way to the back of the queue. I'm fine. I am fine locked in here at MacBytes headquarters. I am fine. I am safe.
There was this lad at school who used to give another lad comics, Marvel, I think it was, if he took his cream potato, mashed potato off him at lunchtime.
Children are so intelligent.
Like the dog, look at her. She's looking at you over this side.
Hello. What are you looking for, Lola? You know you've had your dentist stick. Oh, dear, dear, dear.
You've
ooh,
had your
tickets booked. COVID test done. Excellent. Excellent. You didn't do a quiz in the end. You had a social. First in Zoom and claimed your place with the usual first in. Oh, I love it. Oh, Kim, what's going on with your machine? Do you know what you're getting yet, Jonathan? Do take a picture of the box, obviously, because they'll deny all knowledge and give you something else for the second one. I know them. Oh, you're in group 6. I thought you were in group 4. Because group 6 is going. It's some, isn't it? It's getting alarmingly close to group 9. I'm not interested. No, 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 no. Oh, they text Tony. No idea why. You're 53. Oh, that's the same age I am.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's all right. You go before me, no problem.
Key me on my text now.
They better not text me because they don't want my number. So if they text me, there's going to be a GDPR complaint
there's
somewhere.
There's going to be hell to pay.
Indeed. What's the rush? Can I wait until everybody else has tried it and says it's okay?
If you like.
Everybody on the planet, I mean. 3 hours into the clone and it's frozen. So are you making the clone at this stage, Kim? It could be. It's having trouble reading from a dodgy sector. It could be that. 3 hours. How much data are you trying to transfer? Let me check mine last night. Mine did a backup last night. No, that's my backup drive. Where's my clone drive? Clone drive. 4 minutes, 51 seconds. Now, that was for that much data. So if we multiply that by 5, I'd reckon no more than an hour, no matter what. It could just be stuck. It could be struggling because of the bad sectors that we already know that you've got. But give it chance. It'll try a bad sector a certain number of times, then move on to the next one. But if depending on the number of bad sectors, that could take a while. You see, he's back up and running. He's moving. It's moving. You couldn't do it. You were miles away. Somebody else will take that. People are turning up at these places at the end of the day, like the homeless looking for food. It's quite sad, actually. But at least it means that none of the vaccine goes to waste. So fair enough. Hello, Paul.
Talking of vaccine going to waste, Do you see a story last week? I think it was Chesterfield. I'll go and check it.
Was this about an MP?
No.
Well, who nicked the vaccine at the end of the day?
Just hang on a minute.
Yes! Lola says, can you hurry this up? It doesn't work on radio, Daddy.
Yeah, it was Chesterfield Football Club. Now, we went there, didn't we, years ago?
Yep.
A medical centre received angry calls and one staff member was threatened after players at a nearby football club were given COVID vaccines. And if you read the full story, it was at the end of the day and these vaccines would have gone to waste. So they basically called the club at, like, I don't know, 5:30 or whatever, and said, if any of you guys can get down, there's vaccines going spare.
Well, I read a fascinating story. And I could see this coming. I've been saying this since the start of the vaccination programme. But basically, once they get to the stage that, I wouldn't say they finished everybody's first vaccine, but once they get to the stage that people are ready for the second vaccine, don't expect it to be as smooth as with the first. And I thought, well, you know, you've got that far at the moment. What could go wrong now? And all the things that we talked about could well go wrong. They were saying that people will turn up and they won't have either the notes, the records. They won't know what vaccine that person's had. They won't know what second vaccine to give them. And basically, it was like a list of all the things that will go wrong. And I looked through this list and went, yep. I think I mentioned all of those. So it could all yet go to heck in a handcart. Is the upshot of this. Then the Pfizer man came out and said you shouldn't be doing the 3 month thing, 6 weeks is the maximum. So not the best of news yesterday and today, but we'll see how it all goes. I'm sure we'll love the songs you picked. We always do, Kim. Yes, my day was not good. No, this Notion outage was a nightmare because I was building. Or I was supposed to be. I had scheduled the entire week this week, which is something I don't normally do. I'm fairly flexible. But given the fact we had this extravaganza over the weekend of Excel love, hours and hours and hours of it, I'd picked the days that I could do stuff and the days that I couldn't. And then I was thinking, then there'll be some new stuff this week. There always is. Plus the fact, once you hit the middle of February, it gets quite busy for a couple of months. Indeed, because DevonThink came out, DevonThink to go 3, with all its little issues. So I thought, right, I'll do that bit there and that bit there. I had it all organised. And I thought, now I'll build a sample LMS system, so we've got something to say that's what we're going to build. I had actually scheduled that in today for 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I thought, no, 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I thought 4 hours is enough to actually build it to see how long it would actually take and then start putting some data in it. So I came in, Notion, dead as a dodo. Totally dead. And I could tell from the error it wasn't a good one. It wasn't one of these, we might be back in 5 minutes. It was one of these, no chance errors. It was terrible. It was down for over 4 hours. What annoyed me was I'd signed up for email notifications from Notion Status. Notion knew that they were down because it was on Twitter that were down. This was about 12:45, something like that. A bit before, somewhere between 12 and 12:30-ish. They did not send an email out to say they were down until 3:45. And then at 4:12 said it's fixed now. That way, on their official down detector thing, it would be, oh, we were only down for 15 minutes. No, 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 you weren't. You were down for at least 5 hours. And the other thing is, once they come back from an outage like that, the Facebook group is going ballistic. Ballistic. So those people have said, as soon as it's back up, I'm going in there and I'm going to download my data. So, of course, and then there's other people who, while they're not in the stage of I'll download all my data, they are at the stage of like, I need to back up my data and I need to access my data to make sure that nothing's gone missing. So obviously, every time there's an outage, as soon as they're back in any way, shape or form, all these people are there scrambling around with their data. So Mike had all his notes for tonight in there. He had no notes anywhere else at all. I managed to hack my way into the back end of it by editing the host file on my computer. But that's because I'm a Microsoft certified systems engineer, so I know how to do that. Mike was just like, yeah, I don't care how you did it, but did you get my notes? I'm not interested in how. And short version was, yes, I did get Mike's notes. My notes, however, no. And the reason was, because I'd mapped the host's file is where you map an IP address to a host name. And that was the old way of doing the internet. So 25, 30 years ago, that was how you did it. Everybody's computer had a host's file on it. The host file being like a telephone directory of internet addresses. Obviously, there's that many internet addresses these days. You have to deploy a DNS server somewhere. And that was their issue. Their machines weren't actually down at Notion HQ. It was way more complicated than that to do with the domain name. So if you had the IP address and you knew enough to get into your host file, so I did it. And I thought, I'm less concerned about my stuff and more concerned about the fact Mike has absolutely nothing here. So I went and got Mike's stuff and I did do a PDF of that and I got the notes out as markdown. But mine, I'd not accessed Mike's before, so it was a new request. So that worked okay. When I went to get mine, it was kind of half cached, so I couldn't see what I'd put in last night because it had kind of cached before last night. I gave up in the end. I thought pandas. I've not even seen the news today. I didn't dare do that because I run out of pandas to calm me down. I do not need this on a Friday. And I don't appreciate them lying on for how long they've been down. And it's still not back properly right now. And of course, like I've said, it's going to be really, really slow because everybody is making backups and some people are leaving. They've had enough. This is because the reason that they were down was the DNS. Now, while they don't technically have much in the way of control over the DNS, they do in another way because of what the issue actually is. And they were down last month on the 22nd of January with exactly the same issue. I goes and does some more digging and finds out that this issue's been going on for a year and they've not fixed it yet. But a year ago, they admitted they knew what was causing the problem. And when they'd got the time, they'd fix it. Yeah, this isn't looking good, is it, moving forward? So I have no idea what I'm going to be able to do tonight. It could be that slow we can't do it, in which case we're going to need a plan B. So, yeah, I've had better days on the tech front. All right, let's catch up here. Right. Tony's holding off messaging via the website until you're back home. You grab a couple of dummies books. What's this about? Is this Excel? Notion was out. That explains some things that were happening this morning. Yes, Kim, Notion was very out. I'll mention more on after hours later. But if this carries on, I can't work like this, honestly. My biggest concern is tonight, you know, we were doing the LMS, which was a good half of the show, which if it's really slow, it's not going to be the best thing to demonstrate, is it? So I've had to come up with, I've had to do all the work that I couldn't do in the 4 hours in 2 minutes flat. So obviously that's not going well. I'm not going to be able to say, and here's the finished product, because it's not built yet, because Notion was down. I've also got to have some kind of backup in case we decide, you know what, we're not going to be able to use Notion. So why not prep for 5 shows instead of just the one? Hey, thanks for that, Notion. And then have the temerity to lie about it. We were only down for just over 20 minutes. No, you weren't. You lying toads. And it could happen again tomorrow because it's beyond their control. Unless they actually move things, which they seem to be saying they don't have the time to do, this could just happen at any point. So be very careful, Kim. Some of it could be half cached and half not cached. Some people have lost 2 weeks' worth of data. I don't know what I've lost yet. I got Mike's back, but that was because I hadn't put in a request for it before. So I got a clean request on that. The rest of it, I wouldn't like to say. Right, they give you a card telling you which vaccine, the date and a vaccine batch number. So they absolutely should. They do that with dogs. So I was hoping they would do that. Some people have said they do and some have said they don't. But the other thing was they were saying it was acceptable in terms of government policy if you got there and they didn't have the right vaccine. So the one that matched what you had before, then they'll just give you something else. Did I mention I'm going to wait until everybody else has had theirs and nobody is waiting for the second dose and I can have whatever I want? That's what I'll do. We've actually got friends now who are starting to get the vaccine, aren't they? And saying, you are in the queue, aren't you? You are in the queue. As far as I understand it, everybody in the country is in the queue. It's just a matter of when you get it. So we'll wait and we'll see. We're in group 9. So basically, when everybody else has had theirs, we'll be there. Right, what else have we got? I saw something there about Kim's mum. There it is. Hello, Tracy. Tracy, did Dr. B need a second one? Or was the Moderna just one? I'm fingers crossed it's just one. I'm sure the Moderna was one. What are you up to now? You're nibbling on my cables. Whatever makes you happy, Lola. Oh, and Kim's mum had nausea for a week. That's not good. Not good at all. Because then you get very dehydrated very quickly, don't you? I have heard some terrible things about the vaccines, which aren't making the mainstream media. And while it might be like, I mean, normally if somebody had a bad reaction to something, they'd be rolling it out so slowly. As a percentage of that rolled out, it would be bigger. I mean, if 1, 2, 3 or even like 100 people with this had a really serious reaction, they would say it was unacceptable because it's such a small percentage of how many are having it, which is absolutely no consolation if it's you or a loved one who's taken badly. And they don't seem to be taking it that seriously. The last I heard, if it was a bad reaction to the Pfizer vaccine, they told Pfizer about it and Pfizer said, we'll have a look. Yep, it's fine. Which seems like peer review much. Can you not send it somebody else? It could have been something missed at the point of getting it. So they missed some allergy. But the one that I'm thinking of is a woman that her feet turned purple. She her heart rate was 172 and her feet turned purple. And she was red hot. They had her on ice blocks to cool her down. And she had an allergy to penicillin, which is what I've got an allergy to. So I was reading that with eyes like out on stalks, thinking I should really be watching the panda, shouldn't I, Kim, rather than reading stuff like that. But there again, I don't think you can know too much. For the majority of people, there'll probably be nothing. But for the odd few, it will be bad. And others, it could be even worse than that. So the more people that have had it and they've worked out all of the issues, I'd be very grateful. And then I'll think about it. Oh, Kim, that is so sweet. I mean, to be going through any kind of pain like that and just say it will pass. What a woman. Tony's thinking of using Microsoft more, and going by the Notion issue you're talking about might be a better option. Depends what you're doing with it. We use Notion in two particular ways. We have databases that have like shows in them. And then we have content items that are linked to shows. If we can't get to the show information at the point that we're going live, that's fine. We can do without. We have had a couple of hairy moments where we're live and the notes have vanished. I've just carried on. I think Kim said you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell that I was as white as a sheet with where's my notes. I'll have to wing it. It's just, yeah, I could probably do without it. I don't know about Mike, because I don't know if he had notes anywhere else. Probably not, knowing you.
I've got notes all over the show.
I know, the ones today I'm talking about.
Oh, no, they're...
Yeah. So if the only notes you've got are actually in Notion, then this is seriously bad news. I could prep somewhere else and then put it in Notion when I'm done. And that's what I'm thinking about now. Because, you know, every online service has downtime. And Mike and I need to share it. So the business of like, oh, well, I'll keep it local. You can't, because at some point we're going to both need access to it. I wouldn't say Notion was particularly any better or any worse than anywhere else. It was what caused it that is just stupid. There's no other word for it. Just stupid. It's something that is fixable and should be fixed. Simple as that. Instead of keep letting it happen. As I say, they have no control over this happening. They can't just sort of push a button and say, you know, don't make that happen. But if you know that there's an issue and you know that that issue could happen once a month, then fix it. Would it be a big fix? Mike and I have done it, so no. We've done it on websites. Now, what the difference is, you know, we're hosting our stuff and they're hosting the stuff from everybody else. They might have to tell you that they're going to make some changes, but I personally think it could be done. But I am working around. It's happened enough since Christmas. The downtime and slowdowns have been enough since Christmas that I would be thinking about ways to supplement Notion. Not move away from Notion completely, just ways to supplement Notion. So, for instance, if it was a learning afternoon and I was using my learning management system and I can't get to the videos that I've uploaded up there, then I wouldn't have those videos in only one place. I would put them somewhere else as well. So if I wanted to do my learning session, I would have to get those videos from the secondary location. And any notes that I made, I would need to make in a secondary application. And then when Notion is back up, then I would put the notes in Notion, but I would keep them in the backup as well, which I shouldn't have to do. But I think until they fix this issue, it's going to carry on. And it's what this issue is that's just stupidly hysterical. It's funny if it isn't affecting you. I didn't realise the Moderna one had another jab. Oh, that's not great. That is not great at all. You're the queen of bell and braces. I have to be. But it's the fact that, like, I mean, particularly with this one, I'm okay with my notes.
You had enough.
She's snoring now. Bless her little cotton socks. I'm okay with my notes. So I'm okay for the first half. I've got Mike's notes for him for the second half. It's the third bit, which is building the LMS. I mean, it's not going to be the best demo if it's really, really, really slow. So the belt and braces bit came in of like, I need another demonstration to fill like an hour and a half if I can't use Notion. And that's the worst bit. That really is. I went through a phase, Tony, for about, let me think, 8 years, that I would not have anything from Microsoft on my Mac. Nothing. No, it wasn't 8 years, it was 10, 2016. Nothing. And then when they brought out Office 365, it was such good value, and they'd done such a good job with like the activation bit, that it literally does not bother you. You know, apart from this week, which was a little bit of an issue, but normally it doesn't bother you. You can control the activations from your portal on office365.com. I thought that was so well done, and it was such good value for 6 terabytes of online storage, that I then went and used it. That meant that I'd got Word, Excel and PowerPoint installed, and any things that came with it. I mean, there's Outlook, isn't that? And there's Publisher on Windows. But I wouldn't, I mean, it was there. So Mike uses it extensively. I would say for me, it was there if I needed it. But I had a very nasty incident in the summer with Keynote, where it started eating data. And in July, I thought, well, you could always use PowerPoint. And it was like run away screaming, because I was never a fan of PowerPoint when I was on Windows. So I would certainly not be a fan of PowerPoint now. When Keynote ate my slides for the third time, I thought, you are seriously going to have to find something else. That left me with either an online service like, what was that one that we demoed that was really good? I can't remember the name of it. The online slidey thing.
Not Slido.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
It
was a very good system. The only issue with it was, I think if you were making like sales presentations. Oh, wait, I don't think it began with a P. I thought it began with an S. But if you were making sales presentations or something, or bullet point slides, it would have been great. But if you need to upload the amount of content that I would for images and styles and stuff, it just couldn't cope. So I had to bypass that one, and that left me with PowerPoint. So the weekend after the 13th of November, Friday the 13th of November, it was a nightmare, literally. And I said to Mike, I'm going to have to look at PowerPoint with a view to, could you switch? And I started this with the answer, no, there's no way you're going to be able to switch. But actually I did. And it took me like that day, probably about 3 hours to make the decision. Yeah, I can do this. And then that's like 12 weeks ago. And I'm like a native in it now. So it's always handy to have stuff there, even though you don't think you're going to be able to use it. Oh, Tracy, do you think I've had time today to do an email? My email, where's my email? In Notion. And where's my Notion? In suspended animation. So it's written, but I can't get it out of Notion. This is what I'm saying. Need a plan B. Need a better plan B. Is there a magic way of accessing access on your Mac? Only with a VM, Tony. It depends what you want to do with your data. If you want to read your access data, just access the data, be able to see it, then there are plenty of access readers available in the App Store. But if you want to actually use it, access reader, let's have a look. Oh, there you go. There's millions of them. Some have got in-app purchases. Something like that one looks fairly fully featured. Let's get a link for that. So if you just want to look at it, then there's loads of apps like that. But if you want to build forms, reports, queries, the rest of it, then you're going to need a VM, which is a virtual machine, which can be done in one of three apps. There's Parallels, which is subscription-based. I think the current price is about £80 a year. There's VMware Fusion, which I used to use. I used Parallels and then I used VMware and then I used Parallels again. I left VMware because they sacked half the staff and there's not really been much in the way of updates since. So I thought I need something that I know will be there tomorrow. So I moved to Parallels. There is another one that's completely free, which I think is called VirtualBox. But I'm not a great fan of anything that's free because when it stops working, I've got nobody to scream at. But I think VirtualBox is still there. Let's have a look. I think that works on Windows as well. Yes, VirtualBox is still there. So those three applications would enable you to install Windows on your Mac running in a virtual machine, which means it doesn't interact with the rest of your system. And you could then install Office on there, which is exactly what I do. Have I ever demonstrated that? No, it's not your email provider. It's Notion. They've had a moment for which read meltdown. Idiots. Yes, I've got that message. I will sort that out as well whilst I tie a brush to it. It's been that kind of day, Tracy. I'm not at all sure even at this stage whether we have a show at the moment because I'm going to need to get into Notion and make sure it will actually move. My Notion has got probably 2 to 3 days worth missing of data. Mike doesn't know. Other people have got 2 weeks, so we'll see. Not to worry. Have we ever demonstrated installing a VM?
Yeah.
Did we? It's not ringing bells for me.
I did very, 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 very.
Very?
Very early on because I showed how to run Mojave in a VM.
Oh, did you? How cool. I don't know. Well, maybe we demonstrated running a Mac virtually. So if you want to try Biggles, Big Sur, and you don't want to install it on your Mac, but you've got Parallels, you can install it into a virtual machine and have a look at it and then run away screaming. You could do that. thank you for giving you hope. You could... Well, Mike has this VM and Mike has a snazzy version of Excel in it, don't you?
Yeah.
And I presume you've got access in it, seeing as though you train it.
Yeah.
So it's all doable, just a matter of how much money you want to throw at it, Tony. Oh, Kim, thank you. All will be fine. You have total faith in me. Demo anything, and you'll be happy. The alternative demos were a pretty good one. What's so comical is, well, I'll see the funny side eventually as they carry me out to a yellow van. Earlier in the week, Debbie asked a question. So I tried to work out what was going on, got the issue sorted of what the problem actually was and what the solution would be. And I put together, it's not ready for release yet, but I put together a running order for this thing. I thought I'll do it as a video. So that's all ready to be recorded. But obviously I didn't have time to record it because then I switched into let's sort out for after hours mode. At which point I may or may not have a demo depending on what mood Notion's in. So one option is to take this thing that was going to be a video, still do it as a video because it's all keyed up, ready to go. But I could actually demonstrate that. You could get an exclusive sneak peek at the video. So now you've got an option. Maybe we should open it up to a vote and see which you would actually prefer. Oh, Kim, that's a good point. Oh. Jonathan would be very happy if I quit early, wouldn't he? I'm sensing a longer show. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? Are you overrun with boxes yet? Plenty of space to put them, though. It'll be fine. Don't leave the kids behind. I remember Dad saying to Mum, you have sent Elaine on, haven't you? I was 12. I wasn't likely to be left behind. But then that was my dad, wasn't it? He was a menace. He was an absolute menace. Luckily, that time we were moving to a bigger house. The first time we moved, we downsized, which was a terrible idea because then the boxes don't fit in the space. But you'll be fine. Could always take the camera and show you the ins and outs of the office. Well, Kim, I could. But little madam... Let's have a look. Oh, look at that. Little madam has taken to sleeping in here all week. It's the weirdest thing. We usually... I mean, it's a bit cold at the moment. It's about -5 here. But we usually have the office door wide open and she can go wherever she wants. So she's got the run of the bedroom, the office, the studio, downstairs, anywhere you like. And her latest hotspot downstairs was in front of the fridge, which was comical to us because that's exactly where Maya slept. Then she started lounging in the hall. But this week, she's been in the office. There's no shift in her, is there?
No.
She's headbutting the door to get in. She's running past the fire and curling up next to me. And if I stop stroking her, then she headbutts me. To carry on stroking her.
Taking it in turns to keep her company.
Oh, she's so sweet. Oh, Tracy wants to see the office furniture. Well, at the moment, it's kind of a dog surrounded by whatever she fancies. It was salmon before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Had her own dinner, had Mike's dinner, and then decided she was having mine. And at lunchtime, that was so funny. At lunchtime, I was in a rush because of the notion stuff. So I said to Mike, I'll have a packet of sliced meat. So this sliced meat was sat on the desk on a plate. And there I am, like looking at what I'm doing. And I open the sliced meat and I put it on the plate, put the fork on top of it. Next minute, there was this like furry manoeuvre on my arm. And I thought, what's that? And I realised that she was on the floor and she'd sat up at that point. She could smell the beef. So lunch was shared. Maybe that's why she's in here like glue.
We can watch Mike and Lola play in the garden. It's a bit dark for that.
It's a bit dark, but yeah, we could do that.
Although the Tesco man should be here in a bit.
Oh, yes, I'll have to get the WhatsApp.
Is it
on.
Wendy?
Well, it was not if it's
oh,
the Tesco
talking
man.
Talking of Wendy.
Did you see her?
No. This afternoon I did Pivot Tables course. 25 people booked on it and only 5 turned up. And I'm going through the list, marking the no-shows. And one of the no-shows was called Peter Pan. And I thought, where's Wendy?
Mind you do have some odd-named people at AstraZeneca, so I would believe that. I mean, if Pan was your surname, you wouldn't name your kid Peter, would you? Just a thought. But there again, maybe you would.
There was somebody who used to work at AstraZeneca whose first name was Juan and his surname was P-E-N-I-S.
What was the other one, the lady?
Which lady? Oh, Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually the lady's name, Virgin Mary. I mean, you would think someone was...
taken her, yeah.
Exactly, but they weren't.
Yeah, because when we were in a big open plan office, I used to sit near this guy who had regular, like, Monday morning meetings, and he'd be on the call and he'd be talking about Virgin Mary. I thought it was the priest.
Oh, the big movie's happening Tuesday, Wednesday. A couple of things over, getting the run of the place. You won't want to move anything in after 2 days. You'll think, no, it's fabulous as it is. Ooh, Blag de Router update for free. Excellent, excellent. I do hope nothing happens overnight, Pete, so you can sit there with your feet up.
I wonder how the screenshotting's going.
Oh, share that one. That was a classic.
Tonight, the Catanians, our circle, is having a cheese and wine evening. And
yes, I'm rolling my eyes as well.
I decided that I wasn't interested. I actually did have a webinar at 7, but it got cancelled. But they don't need to know that.
No.
So the guy who was organising it asked me if I could do the honours with the Zoom. And I said, no, I'm training. So somebody else is doing it. And this somebody else has had a Mac for what, 4 years?
Oh, more than that. About 6.
And he pinged me tonight and said, how do I take a screenshot in Zoom? Now, whether he thought it was different in Zoom or whether he thought...
I don't think he can take a screenshot. I've never seen a screenshot from him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, it's not obvious, is it? On a Windows PC, there's the print screen button. Yeah. Not that it prints the screen, but, you know.
Oh, it's like trying to teach my mother how to take a screenshot on a phone. Oh, God. You'll love this one, guys and girls. My mum's due for an upgrade on a phone. She's got an iPhone 6 Plus. And she's not sure whether to stick with the current provider or move to another one. And she's like, well, I'd have to go in a shop, wouldn't I, if I moved? I said, no, you can do it online. And then she said, what is it I want? An Android.
Please don't let her loose in the shop on her own.
I said, no, not if you want support.
Not if you want us to be able to know how to turn it on. No.
Will you go to sleep?
No, I won't, Lily. I'm hyper. I'm a hyper hound. What's mummy done to me, daddy? Oh, she's wide awake and full of beans at the moment, isn't she?
Good Don't girl. Let him near the cat filter.
Oh, I'm looking at these. A salesman called Joe King. I'm loving that.
Alex worked with John Thomas.
And a friend who called her daughter Rosie, surname Lee. Sixpence. Now, I have heard of a girl's name, Tuppence. And there's an actress, isn't there, at the minute with that name? I can't remember her surname.
I don't know.
But it's the kind of name you would find in an Agatha Christie, isn't it? So quite dated, but...
Yeah, you've got a good surname, haven't you?
Oh, she's got lots. Bear.
Bear.
I'm not sure that's not her middle name. Lola Bear.
Lola Bear. What are you doing? Come here.
Oh my. Hooray. Now we're looking at the screen. Do you remember when she turned around and she started typing? Oh, you big soft girl. Hooray. You big soft girl with daddy. I shall post this and shame the pair of you. And she's just lying there and doing it. Unbelievable. You remember when she was on the desk the other week?
Now she wants to get
It's
down.
As bad as that. You big soft girl. Right, I'm going to take that picture and let's see what mood Cloud app's in.
Right behind you.
I'm not going to move. Good I day. Only logged in last night. You know I logged in last night. Oh, it looks like it's in a good mood today. Wonders will never cease. Clearly not hosted where Notion is then. Your link has been copied to the clipboard. Good grief, wonders will never cease. Right, let's grab the link on the desktop. Come on. No, not the startup disky one. That one. Get the link and share that. Honestly, look at that. Big soft girl. Big soft girl.
She met a Kiva dog tonight. It was called George.
I'm putting Pete's link in for his letterhead.
Content is being uploaded. There we go.
That looks really good. And is that Mrs. Pete there? What a lovely smile. Oh, look at that horse.
What's Pete playing with?
Pete's been playing with... he wanted that report thing.
Oh, yeah.
That looks really good. Did you dump the other... Oh, no, the other colour you've got in the text. Neatly done. Neatly done. You've probably got that text in the box on the left lined up perfectly. But it doesn't look like it's lined up. You've got the Q and the P as a descender. If you moved it slightly down or to the right, if you will, it would actually... It's like an optical illusion. It doesn't look like it's lined up, but it is because of the descenders. But if you ignore the descenders a bit and just move it fractionally, it would look more centred. Had to do that today on a slide. The Excel icon, it's a swine. It's not even. So the Excel icon has like a box and then another bit hanging off the left. Perfectly aligned, the slide looks completely wrong. But if you manually shift it to the left, it looks like it's aligned to the centre, but it's not. Pro tip. Sometimes that happens when you're putting text on a slide as well and you put it bang in the middle And there's, you look at it and think it's not right, but you don't actually know what's wrong with it because it is actually lined up. You need to take it up about 20 pixels and then it looks perfectly right. You're punching way above your weight. Right. Yeah, it's weird. That happens all the time. Well, it depends on the font. Sometimes you tell it to align and the font realises that align means visually align. And sometimes the font isn't made that way. But I think with that, it would, because you've only got two descenders, the descenders would not look out of place if they were a smidgen lower. I would guess around 10 pixels on that would make it a little bit more even. Oh, hypoxia. Last paragraph. Yeah, let's not go there with the district nurses, hey? With their little first aid book. Watched a couple of videos on typography. It's weird, the stuff you start noticing. You'll start noticing everything if you go that way. That way, madness lies. You start driving yourself around the bend. But yeah, that looks really good. Have you only got three pages to work with? Is there any more text or is that it? It looks like there's a little bit more because there's one line at the bottom. Is that just the beginning? And have you done this in Affinity Publisher? There are a couple of questions. Because if it's in Affinity Publisher, on page 2, you have at the bottom of column 2, you have historical recommendations and current controversies. But the heading is separated from its text. So you could particularly keep that together. Widows and orphans. So keep with the keep with next option. So the heading is always with the text. Obviously that will have a knock-on effect further down. But the reason to do it in a style is if you tell it to always keep the heading with the first paragraph, it will do that automatically. Whereas if you go into it, because the church newsletter's like this every week, it drives me mad. What she'd do in the church newsletter is put a couple of carriage returns in to move that one down. And then later on, she'd make a change to the text and then everything goes out and we've got two random lines somewhere. If you just tell the heading to stick with the first paragraph, it will put the spacing in, and as you adjust it, it will readjust itself. So have a look at that option as well, but it's looking really good. Very good indeed. I like the logo. Logo is so cute. Okay, so you sorted that out. Surface is just shut down. Had to switch to an iPad. What are you doing down there? She's finally settled and she's woken up again, so she's not snoring now. It's been one of those days, I'm telling you. It really has. Poor Pete missed all the debacle of today. Short version, Pete. Yeah, too long, didn't read version. Notion was down. Not good. Not good. You wish Word did Widow and Orphans. I thought it did.
Word does do Widow and Orphans.
It does. You're looking in the wrong place, Jonathan. It does it. Sure, it's done that for years.
It's in the paragraph settings.
That'll be the dialogue box with 47 pages, won't it? And you've got to drill down about 17 of them.
Something like that.
Mm. No, it is in there, Jonathan.
Have we tied the bear out?
It's been in there for at least 15 years because I haven't used it in that long. So it must have been. I probably used that when I was writing manuals in Word. So it would have been 1998. It's definitely there, Jonathan. It's just a matter of finding it. Which, you know, you could say that about everything that comes from Microsoft, couldn't you? It's probably in there. Now, let's have a game of trying to find it. I'll tell you what, let's go in and have a look. Come on, Mike, it can't be far away, can it? She said.
It's in the paragraph thingies on the ribbon. Going to
you know, he's,
are we talking about the Mac?
Is it the Mac version or the Windows version, Jonathan? But it shouldn't make a jot of difference.
It shouldn't.
All right, let's get a new thing. Let's get into there. If you, yeah, right clicking is always a good way of finding stuff, isn't it? In the paragraph options, where are we? Yeah, before, after, doesn't look like it's on that page, Mike. There you go. It should be turned on, Jonathan. It's on the second tab. So open up Word, put some text in, right click it, choose paragraph. Then you've got two options at the top, indents and spacing or line and page breaks. Go to line and page breaks, and the first option is pagination, widow, orphan control, turned on. You've then got keep with next, keep lines together, or page break before. So you've got all of those options. But yeah, it's there. It's always been there.
And I'm getting the Office Knack screen.
Ah, now you see, I paid mine and got rid of it.
Well, I've paid it.
My fans have come on, so it didn't like that at all.
Oh.
Yes, it's there, Jonathan, honestly. And it's not even hidden. I thought it was hidden. I've seen it in the Styles dialogue, which is hideous. That this page is on there. There's only two tabs on it, and it's at the top, and it's turned on. You might want to use Styles and link one style to another. That might help. But yeah, that's been there forever. I have used that. Hyphenation drives me mad. It does its own thing. So our excitement tonight is trying to get Notion to hand my notes back. And we're waiting to see if it's Wendy or not. But I think Madam should stay up here with me. She gets a bit frisky with Wendy, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And are you wearing your triple mask?
I've got my mask and my gloves.
This is what shopping has become. Dangerous business. Dangerous business. I went too quick, did I, Jonathan? Right. Open up Word. Put some text in. Just, you know, any kind of random text. And when you've got that, right click on the text. Whatever you're doing, Lola, stop it. Good girl. Right, when you right-click on the text, you've got paragraph. So are you there? Have you got that bit, Jonathan? You've got it. Excellent. Line and page breaks. And just decide what you want to do with it. So no more chasing it around, Jonathan. Good job you mentioned it, wasn't it? Now, you see, if Pete hadn't posted that, we hadn't been talking about it. There you go. That's how it works. Oh, crowdsourcing solutions. We love it. Well, I've got 3 days work to do in the next 50 minutes. So you can think of me while I beat Notion into submission with a stick to give me my data back. And hopefully it'll be fast enough. I will send out a reminder because, you know, they're already written, if I can find it. Now what have you done? Where did that go, Lola? I have no idea where that went. Don't move. I will send an email out if I can persuade Notion to give it to me. Right, Jonathan, you've got 50 minutes to play with it and come back and let us know. Is it fabulous or what? Thank you, Alex. I could do with a Friday that was relaxing. Notion, however, had other ideas. So we'll see how it goes. But we will see you all shortly. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.